Welcome, ladies, to the Real Estate Investor Show, providing inspiration, strategies, and insight to empower women investors to live balanced and financially free lives. Now, here are your co-hosts, Liz and Andressa.
Welcome back, ladies. This is Liz.
And this is Andressa.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Investor Show, where we are on a mission to empower women to live a financially free and balanced life. And as Andressa always says, right? What do you say?
Whatever balance means to you.
I feel like I can't even say that because it's like your thing to say. But anyway, you are back with another mini-sode. We do two types of episodes here on our show. We interview some amazing women that are either in the investing space, business space, or even self-care space to fulfill out our mission. And we do those interview style, really get into like their secret sauce. And the other episode, which we're doing today, is all about mini-sodes. And really, it's about a quick, going deep, but brief, 10-minute episode, like a little shot in the arm of some valuable content you can use as you grow your business and grow your investing business. So
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED lights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com. Top real estate investors love to talk about how they save so much on taxes. But how are they able to build rental property empires while skirting Uncle Sam? 1031 exchanges. 1031 exchanges allow you to defer capital gains taxes while you sell an investment property, exchanging your old property for a bigger, better one and avoiding the tax man while you do it. And that's where First American Exchange Company comes in. They're the leaders in 1031 exchanges. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting, First American Exchange can help you with simple rental property exchanges, complex commercial real estate investments, reverse exchanges, and more. Don't let your taxes eat into your profits. Visit First American Exchange Company at firstexchange.com. Or call them at 800-556-2520. That's firstexchange.com or 800-556-2520. Keep your money in your pocket and propel your portfolio further at firstexchange.com. First American Exchange Company does not provide tax or legal advice. Consult your financial, real estate, tax, or legal advisor about your circumstances. First American Exchange Company. Safe, smart, secure.
Without further ado, Andressa, what do we have today? What are you going to be talking about this week?
You know, one of the most frequent questions that we get on our community is, how do I get a mentor? And if you're listening to this minisode, it's because you thought about it or you want a mentor. But I'm going to trick you. The question, the question that I want you to answer is, am I ready for a mentor? So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions so you can go through that process, because I'm telling you, the mentor will show up when you are ready. So the first question that I have for you is, what type of mentor are you looking for? Because if you are in real estate, there's different exit strategies, as you know, and you don't want, if you're looking to burr, for example, you don't want somebody that is doing notes. That person, unless you want a business mentor, right? If you want to learn specifically strategy, let's say rehab, of course you want somebody that has done rehabs, that are doing what you're looking to do. So think about what type of mentor do you want. You don't want to go to the Facebook group and say, who wants to be my mentor? The answer is nobody, because you're not even clear about what you want. So be very, very strategic what you want, what type of mentor you want. The second thing is, this is especially for non-paid mentors, right? If you are paying somebody, you're really paying the person, no questions asked. But if you are looking for a non-paid mentor, usually when you go to a mentor, the mentor is going to ask you a very simple question. What are your goals? And And please make sure you have that down. What are your goals? What are your 1, 3, 5 year goal? That needs to be laser focused. You cannot say, well, I am investing in real estate. What part? Residential, commercial, where? Where are you looking for? What's going on? What, you know, all of those questions is very important, because in that first interaction with the person that you want to be your mentor, the person is evaluating you if you are ready or if you didn't do your homework yet. And first of all, what you're looking for, what type of niche you're looking for, all of those details are super, super important during that first interaction. And if you're just like all over the place, you're like, and do the homework on the mentor. Please do the homework on the mentor. Make sure that he or she knows that you really did. You know why you were asking that question. And which leads to my next example over here. The mentors will test you first, right? They are going to say, okay, let's see what you got. And they're going to give you one task. Either it's a call, a follow-up, an email, or do some research or something. And you'll be shocked with, you know, how many people reach out and how many people really follow up and do what they said they were going to do. If you're not ready to do that simple task, or if you have lots of excuses why you did not do it, or blame the mentor, oh, he or she style, or the way that they spoke, or the way that whatever that is, you're not ready. If you follow up, if you did exactly, with no questions asked, you delivered on time as asked, and I will even say go a little bit beyond what they're asking you, that's going to show a lot. It's going to show commitment. It's going to show that you have your student hat on, that you are following up instructions, which is my next point here. If you're not ready to get out of your comfort zone, if you want to be a mentor that keeps you comfortable, might as well don't have a mentor, because you're going to waste people's time on that. A mentor will really push you out of your comfort zone. Absolutely. Therefore, you need to know what you are bringing to the table. I'll give an example, right? A lot of people come to me and say, I will walk your project. I will, you know, manage your rehabs and things like that. You won't need to go there. And then I say to them, have you managed a project before? They say no. So that person is a liability to me if they step inside one of my projects. First, for liability purpose, that's not a good idea. Their eyes are not trained to manage a project, find mistakes. So that's not what I need. So when you are talking to a mentor, please make sure you know what you're bringing to the table. And that what you bring into the table needs to be what the mentor is lacking or in need of. So if the mentor needs somebody that are boots on the ground, can you fulfill that or not? Listen to what the mentor need, not just like what your needs are. Because if it's not, it's like a puzzle. If it's not a match, it's not a match. You can say, oh, I can do X, Y, and Z. Is that what the other person needs? The answer might be, no, I don't need that. What I need is boots on the ground, more leads, somebody to do X, Y, and Z, pick up my material at Home Depot. It could be so many other things, right? So please make sure that you are asking those questions. And you can say, listen, I can do this and that. Is that helpful to you? Is that what you're looking for? And the last thing that I want to talk to you guys about is that you can get the support you need by not having a mentor, right? Let's pause over there. I'm not recommending you to do not have a mentor. I'm saying to you that sometimes one-on-one is the only thing that you are seeing it, but you also are able to have mentors in group settings, in masterminds that you can be part of too, right? We, on our membership, we have mastermind groups. And I always tell people, even if you're not on the hot seat, you learn so much by watching other people like you going through the process of explaining their challenges and having other people looking, all the eyeballs on you and getting it resolved. So not necessarily you need like a one-on-one, right? Think about other options, expand a little bit. I had mentors through all my life. I still do. And I also have other groups. So it serves different purposes. So think about if that's what you really need, a one-on-one mentor, or if you are able to join a group that can also fulfill that your needs. That's pretty much it.
I love that. I love that. And it is such a big question we get asked all the time, Andressa, about, you know, finding a mentor. And if you're not clear, you know, you can't have other people. People aren't going to be clear for you. So I love that. I think all your suggestions were great today. And, you know, take something from this conversation. The more you go inside and you get clear for yourself, what you bring to the table before you have these conversations with people, you're able to position yourself much more powerfully versus just like, hey, I'm looking for a mentor. I need some help.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Different vibe.
Right. Totally different vibe. Like, wow, this person has their SHIT together, right? And you want to come across that way. So I love that. I love your suggestions. And with every mini-sode we do, with anything we're involved in with our community, soup to nuts, we're all about encouraging you to take micro actions, encouraging you to do something with what you're learning. We don't want this to be like, oh, that was 10 minutes of, I love Liz and Andressa. They're great. Turn it off and go back to your life.
No.
Do something with this. Take one, have one takeaway and actually put it into action and make it happen. So with that, we appreciate you. We appreciate being on this journey with you. It is an honor, and we'll see you next time.
Ciao.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.